All right, Rabotai, just one quick halakha. Gemaran Berachot and Afhet. Le'olam Yeshlim Adam Parshiyotav Imasibur Va'afilu Atarot V'dibon. Shekol HaMashlim Parshiyotav Imasibur Malichim Lo Yamav Ushnotav. So the halakha writes that a person should complete the parasha shnai mikra ve'achat targum with the sibur, and the Gemara makes a point to say that even the words atarot v'dibon, which happen to be in this week's parasha, parashat matot, Rashi goes out of his way to say, why does the Gemara admoing atarot v'dibon, what's so special about atarot v'dibon? So he says that even though there's no official targum on those words, and you're basically saying the same words three times, shnai mikra v'achat targum, which is basically the same, afilu, you should still read it three times. The Tosfot comes along and says, why did the Gemara then have to wait for atarot v'dibon? The Gemara could have said that by Reuven, Shimon, v'Levi, when it said the names in the beginning of Shemot, v'afilu Reuven, Shimon. So therefore, Tosfot comes along and says a different explanation. Is it true that there's no Targum Unkelus that is different on the words Atarot V'dibon? However, there's a Targum called Targum Yerushalmi. The Targum Yerushalmi actually explains Atarot V'dibon Machmalta U'malbashta. And the Hadush of the Gemara is that in this case you should actually read Targum Yerushalmi in order to read something that's that has a different interpretation than the literal interpretation of the Targum. So that would be the Chiddush. That means if you're reading Shnai Mikra B'Achat Targum today, when you get to Arot V'Dibon, Mishnah Berurah brings down, you should read it, Mechlalta U'malbishta, like the Targum Yerushalmi. You're not going to have to really worry, because if you look at our Targum Unkelus actually says Mechlalta U'malbishta. So the Maharit Chiyut says that actually that's a publisher's favor. That the publishers of the Targum, they actually put the Targum Yerushalmi's words in the Unkelus, so they won't have a problem of, you know, having to know, oh, this one read over there, this one read in a different place. That's one version of the Gemara, of one derech to learn the Gemara. Another derech is what Rav Yonatan Eibeshitz writes in a sefer called Ya'arot Evash and Chelek Bet. Ya'arot Evash says the Hiddush of Atarot V'Dibon is these names are names of cities that were named after Avodah Zarah. And therefore, you might have thought that these words over here, don't explain them, don't interpret them. And the explanation he says is that really, when the Jewish people came into those areas on Eber Yarden, they changed the names of the cities. Like it says in this week's parasha, Musabot Shem. And as she says, Musabot Shem means that they changed the names from Avodah Zarah names to regular names, meaning, says Ya'arot Evash, the real name was Machlalta U'malbashta. That was the Avodah Zarah name. And the Jews came in and they changed the name to Atarot V'dibon. So you might have thought, don't read Machlalta U'malbashta, we have to remind the names of the Avodah Zarah for. And the Hadush of the Gemara is, even so, it seems that there's some purpose in those names that if the Targum wrote them down, so therefore you don't have to worry about translating Atarot v'dibon to, whereas Reuven Shimon, there was no question you could say those words. The Hiddush was that even Atarot v'dibon that are interpreted to Machlaltam, which is Shemot of Avodah Zarah, which normally you should not mention Shemot of Avodah Zarah, over here, it's okay. Which takes us to a very, very important practical question. Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kuf Mem Zayin and Yoreh De'ah that you're not allowed to mention a Shem of a city or of a place, which is in Avodah Zarah. For example, give two examples. You're not allowed to say, oh, I'll meet you tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock at the, and you say the name of the Avodah Zarah. Because, first of all, you're benefiting from the Avodah Zarah, using it as a location. But then Shulchan Aruch says, and even if you're not using it as a location, just to say it, you should not. It says in the Parashat Mishpatim, Meshem Elohim Acherim Lo Tazkir Al Picha, which means Lo Yizachir, you should not mention it in your mouth. Zachor Bapeh, you shouldn't verbalize. If it's a question if you can write Avodah Zarah, Shemot, that's a different question. So So therefore we see that you're not allowed to say names of Abu Dazara, that's how Rambam is supposed to say, as well. There is a practical application to this. There was a city for hundreds of years, it was the city of Bombay. Okay, Bombay, we know a lot of tzaddikim came from Bombay. Ben Ish Chai has a lot of correspondence between the Hachamim and the people in Bombay and Baghdad. However, the name of that city was changed. In 1995, they changed the city name Bombay to Mumbai. And if you look at the history of why they changed the city, is they named it after a Hindu goddess. The goddess of, you know, who knows what. Therefore, l'cha'ora, I don't see a heter, although I just said it, but I'm saying it so you know what it is. I don't see a heter to really say that name of that city, because that's a city and it's specific. Now, the other argument is that if there's a name of Abu Dazara that's not being used anymore, that's not in service anymore. For example, there was a famous god, he was called the god of money. The god of money, the name of that god was called Mammon. And we see the Gemara uses the word Mammon all over the place. And the explanation is because it's out of service, you know, no, they don't worship it anymore, it doesn't exist anymore, it's an old story of the past, so therefore it's okay. You can't say that the name of this city is something of the past. It was named in 1995. It's not something of 10,000 years ago, and there's still people in Hindu that are worshipping this Abu Dazara. You know, it came to light when the Shaliyah from Chabad, Holzberg, Lo'alein was murdered brutally in that city. So now, nobody heard of that city before. Businessmen maybe heard of it, but you know, Hachamim, they didn't hear Mumbai. Now all of a sudden they heard of it, they said, what is this name over here?
Ketubah.
So therefore, well, if you have a ketubah from over there, maybe you should get married in the next city. Go to Karachi, go somewhere else. In any event, it would seem that you know, one should refrain from saying, although some say that, for example, if you would have a city like St. Louis. St. Louis is not an Abu Dazara. I don't think a saint is an Abu Dazara. Saint is just, you know, one of the Lamed Vav Tzaddikim of the Green. You know, they made him, you know, they canonized him, whatever they did to him. Although they do say that the Satmar Rebbe would call his town Sakmar, because Satmar actually is St. Mary in, you know, there, Satmar. So he wouldn't say it. But although I don't think there's any Isud in saying, you know, things of a saint and stuff like that. However, when it does come to a shem of an Abu Dazara that is actually in use today, so then really one would have to be Atarot V'Dibon. All right, the Torah tells us Atarot V'Dibon. That's the Hadush of the Gemara. Atarot V'Dibon, and actually the Haramban writes that any shem of Abu Dazara that's written in the Tanakh, okay, you have a tent to say, because the Tanakh wrote it down. As far as I know, Mumbai is not written in the Tanakh. So therefore, we would have a concern, food for thought, to actually express the name of that city. Amen.